I'm a listener to your lines along. I live in Orange County, or I used to. So I used to listen to some of the other lines in your own. And anyway, I'm in New York here. I'll be stuck here for 4 years going to college. And I'm very interested in setting up something of a sort of maybe on a limited basis. The line out here, there are absolutely no lines.
You are?
Yeah.
What would you like to tell me today?
Well, I'd like to talk a little secret with you. I think I might enjoy it. Well, you probably do, and I would assume.
Oh, I'd love it.
Do you really?
What would you like to do to my great, big, beautiful body?
She was more than a piece to me. She was the light of my life. And now she's gone.
There will be a 20-minute intermission before the next show.
Army bombing plane V-843 off Bayonne, New Jersey. Lieutenant Volt commanding 8 bombers, reporting to Commander Fairfax Langham Field. This is Volt reporting to Commander Fairfax Langham Field. Enemy tripod machines now in sight. Reinforced by 3 machines from the Morristown cylinder. 6 altogether. 1 machine partially crippled. Believed hit by shell from Army gun in Wachung Mountains. Guns now appear silent. A heavy black fog hanging close to the earth of extreme density, nature unknown. No sign of heat ray. Enemy now turns east, crossing Passaic River into the Jersey marshes. Another straddles the Pulaski Skyway. Evident objective is New York City. They're pushing down a high-tension power station. The machines are close together now, and we're ready to attack. Plane circling, ready to strike. A 1,000 yards and we'll be over the first. Eight hundred yards. 600. There they go. The giant arm raised. Green flash. They're spraying us with flame. 2,000 feet. Engines are giving out. No chance to release bombs. Only one thing left. Drop on them, plane and all. We're diving on the first one. Now the engine's gone.
Looks like all the combat lines are going down. Telephone, observatory, Archcaddy connection, and it's like clothesline will never come back up. I don't know what's going on. Please play this comment, though. I left the other one about the government. You can just forget that one. That was that good. And please play this one. No, I can't find anything to leave my comments on because all the combat lines are going down. This is important. It could be my last comment.
Well, I heard this. There's a new movie out there. It's a surprise, really. It's the Paul Mack movie.
The Paul Mack movie?
Yeah, it's all about this monster that eats the brains of Paul Mack.
Yeah.
And at the end, he starves to death.
Hey, dude. Chris. It's a great sip. What do I say?
You like it?
What? Oh, I like this too. Yeah. What else?
Well, they need you to call back.
What?
They need you to call back.
Maybe I'll call back. Bye.
Trust you. You don't have to tell them. Here's the contract. Everything I've said before is true. Oh, yeah.
Party of the first part gets the party of the second part and his associates full power to do with him at their pleasure, to rule, to send, to fetch, or carry him or his. Be either body, soul, flesh, blood, or goods. What does that mean?
Oh, that's a transportation clause.
All articles which are excluded shall be deemed included. What does that mean?
Oh, that's a clause to protect you.
Thank you.
By their sides. I looked in vain for the monsters that inhabit those machines.
Well, hello, W squared, not to be confused with M squared, William Wilde. This is Ricky Calcom calling you out here from the beautiful West San Fernando Valley. Hey, we're alone out here. Oh, boy. REC is the only line out here.
Of course.
Oh, boy. I don't know what I'm going to do, but, everybody, you can call up 407-1111 and 1112 and 994-4111. Let's see, what else is going on here? Yep, Observatory Bob, he kicked his power supply. I don't know if that is equivalent to kicking the bucket or just an equipment breakdown, because 702-0429 is running silent. So that's the way it is. So remember to call the REC network. It's beautiful. Stereo phone, the highest fidelity. Highest fidelity that can be almost equal to, but not matched and or not beaten by Max Sound. Yes, Max Sound is still the best sound on the East Valley. Of course, REC stereo phone is the best sound on the West Valley. Well, because there's only one Raze Valley. It's the only sound on the West Valley right now. Yeah, the only sound on the West Valley. But at any rate, this is Richie Calcom. Okay, bye. Good day. Bye.
Good day. Found a great disturbance in the force. As if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror, suddenly silenced.
This is Mr. Fun. And you know, I haven't quite been myself since the shooting. So I decided to take a little vacation up north, you know, to relax my capstan. And when I got home, I found some imposter inside my studio blowing the shit out of telephone. And he didn't just stop at Heidi Televenture either. I mean, this pathetic little wrench. Wrench? He was a pathetic wrench. He wasted some of my best drop-ins and my instant news. Wait, that's not a very good excuse. Let's try this again. Hello, William. Mr. Fun here. What's this crazy rumor about telephone going down, huh? Hey, when I go down, it's not going to be on tape for everyone to hear. Wait a minute, let me try it again. appreciated the tremendous eulogy you issued by Lyon last week. It really brought a few tears to my eyes. I didn't like that any of them. This is Mr. Fun, you know. Richie Calcom has been copying me for so long now. I mean, this rascal imitates everything I do, so I thought it would be real funny to nuke Telefun and wait for that rodent to copy me again. But the sucker stayed up. Hello, Bill, this is Fun. No, it's not, it's work. But anyway, gang, if you witnessed the missiles of October on 8829524 last week, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you do, please give me a call and let me know, because I don't know myself. But seriously, Telefun, like a fallen phoenix, has emerged from the ashes to stick many more weeks, if not years, help me please, of nonsense in your ears. You don't think I'd leave you with Calcom, do you? Bill, we did it again. We succeeded once more in pulling the wool over your ears with a very sinister Halloween prank. I'm sorry. I love you all too much, you gotta know that. I'm not gonna leave you with the wrath of Calcom and On Target, okay? Just kidding. And Telefun is, of course, running as usual on 818-882-9524 and 9523. And Bill, I want to thank you for helping on the wild side to sweeten our trick with your unique brand of treat. That eulogy was so believable, I almost called myself to say goodbye. Anyway, Dimmy, this is my line, and I'm not going no place. Everyone have a safe and scary Halloween, and until that time, Houston, this is Mr. Fun saying thank you, Boo.
Orbiting the planet at maximum velocity.
I only hope that when the data is analyzed, a weakness can be found.
Hello, it's Alex again. I thought I'd test out another one of my more sophisticated electronic devices. This machine actually picks up neurological, i.e., for example, brainwave impulses from the telephone lines of the party in concern. Why don't I test Paul Mack's brainwaves against that of Richie Calcom? Once again, this is another television frequency device, so you may pick up strange thoughts as well as unexpected little blips and lapses in consciousness, which are usually very brief, about half a second to a second.
One of the very few linemen are like...
Well, first of all, let's test Mr. Mack's mind and possibly see what's on it.
Understand the person
of the Holy Spirit. Well, we see that Mr. Mack has a religious side to his brain. We can check another frequency and see his intellectual motives.
This hour, we're going to talk to the man responsible for getting the budget through the Senate, Budget Committee Chairman Pete Domenici. And then, the highest-ranking woman in the Justice Department talks about the victims of crime. Some say the current justice system is out of balance.
Well, Mr. Mack is not only concerned with important matters such as the economy, but justice as well. Now, if we flick over to, I think, 407-1111, is his number still the same? I can't really tell one way or the other. Let's check what's on Richie Calcom's mind at this very moment. Just as I suspected. Well, folks, the evidence speaks for itself. I'm going to try to catch a few winners. Happy Halloween.
He's hurling stun pumpkins! He's hurling stun pumpkins! He's hurling stun pumpkins!
Bob from L.A. put us on conference so we could hear him.
That's right. I love your record. Go and do it. Come on.
How loud is he?
Pretty good. I love this bit.
Good job.
Yeah,
snowball in Duma. This is Bill from the city of brotherly love, and I don't mean San Francisco, I mean Philadelphia. And I'd like to say, wonderful! A Halloween idea for you and y'all is a 3 or 4 year old idea from my neck of the woods down here. I got myself a gorilla suit and a camouflage outfit and a grenade belt and some army boots and a bootstrap knife, and I got me a model of an MP40, and I'm going out as Gorilla Warfare.
God bless.
I personally, Dr. Claus, feel that this perfect mind is one of the best I have ever crawled. Thank you.
When I am
what have
dead.
I done? What have I done? What have I done?
Confess or we put out your eyes.
I confess, I kill Papa Doc with my voodoo. Don't hit me again. Please, don't hit me again.
Everybody says that he's real. I think he's great. I don't know about the greatest, but he's great, okay?
I just wanted to comment on that. I really don't understand why they canceled it, but they did, and I get to see him because of it. I've never missed an AC/DC concert, but a few years, you know. Then, you know, I just wanted to leave a comment and say that I'm bummed. Anyway, then, fun.
Yeah.
Bro, I guess, if that's a bit of a stretch, myself. Saying thank you, bye.
All right, let's everybody get in line. Gotta quick it up a little bit. Move in quietly. One, two, three.
Thank God, quality sound. Oh, it's so refreshing. I thought we lost that a few years back. But thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Doctor.
Glad you're here. This is Paul from Mission Hills. Nothing to say other than support mental health or I'll kill you. Support mental health or I'll kill you. Support mental health or I'll kill you. Support mental health or I'll kill you.
Hey!
Hey! What do you think you're doing?
Let's see.
What are you, some kind of pervert?
No, sir. I'm Winslow Leach, the composer.
What are you doing outside this morning?
Listen, officers, you gotta help me. Mr. Swan's got my music, and he's pretending he doesn't even know me. He got me thrown out of the mansion and beaten up.
Didn't want to buy what you had to sell, did he?
He didn't say anything about buying anything.
Hey, Jack, what's that he got in his purse?
I don't know, Joe. Why don't you take a look?
I think I will.
Mr. Swan said he had it on him.
What do you know? Smack, Jack.
Do you know what you could get for pushing an estate?
Liar!
But I'm innocent! Swan stole my music and framed me!
Johnny Olson, as you know, Richie Calcanarma did a nice 30 or 40 minute eulogy on the merits of this man's career. And it's true, you did get used to good old Johnny's voice saying, come on down from 10 to 11 in the morning if you were waking up in another semi-comatose state. But due to the miracle of television, Johnny Olson, I do not believe, is dead yet. Depending on how far they tape those things in advance, have a good one, and remember, guys, you too can catch Johnny Olson's final appearance sometime in the future, thanks to the miracle of videotape.
Nice mouth. You kiss your mother with that mouth? Or you eat with that mouth?
Present the oddest audio cassette ever committed to tape.
Well, hello, world.
Hello, hi there. This is me, Mike. North Hollywood, formerly Mike. West Hollywood, formerly M90069. Who gives a fuck? I don't really care. All I know is my name is Mike. And I hear some rather sad news that the telephone has gone down. That only leaves for telephone entertainment. Only two lines now. In the San Fernando Valley. Of course, the wild side. Calcom. It's like a choice between driving a Mercedes-Benz or riding your bicycle, or worse, an RTD bus. Well, Bill, I just have to say, you have got the burden on your shoulder now, and I think you'll handle well.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, out of character, to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be. Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo. Starting now, we couldn't soap all your windows and steal all your garden gates. By tomorrow night, so we did the best next thing. We annihilated the world before your very ears and utterly destroyed the CBS. You'll be relieved, I hope, to learn that we didn't mean it and that both institutions are still open for business.
This tape will repeat again and again. But you can hang up now and save yourself. Save yourself and hang up now. Call our input at 7610333. Do it. Have a happy Halloween.